Well, good evening, everyone. Please stand and grab a hymn book. We're going to start our services off tonight with Blessed Assurance, page 506. 506. Sing with me. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Let's sing the third. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Well, amen. It's good to see you this evening. Trust you had a restful afternoon. Back tonight, ready to worship the Lord. Nicholas looks real excited. He's hanging on the chair back there. Are you excited, buddy? As excited as he can be. Well, it's good to see you this evening. And we're going to take a couple minutes to welcome each other. We have some visitors, so please get around, church family, and welcome the visitors as well. Amen.
Your way back to your seats. Let's turn to 397. 397 in the service of the King. Sing with me.
I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. I have peace and joy that nothing else can bring. In the service of the King, in the service of the King, every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King.
Let's sing the third and then the fourth.
I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. To His guiding hand forever I will cling. In the service of the King. In the service of the King. Every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King. I am happy in the service of the King. I am happy, oh so happy. All that I possess to Him I gladly bring. In the service of the King. In the service of the King. Every talent I will bring. I have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the King.
Amen. Let's turn to something. 337. 337.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
On the fourth.
But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He and the joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. You can be seated.
Men, please come forward for the offering. Good evening, everybody. It's good to see you again this morning, visitors. Thank you for joining, this afternoon. We have a busy month. We're going to have the Historical Books Part 2, November the 5th through the 9th at from 7 to 10 p.m. Please sign up at the Welcome Center, and Brother Hudson will be the one leading us through it. Ladies Brunch, November the 5th. All ladies are welcomed for brunch at 9:30 a.m. at Rosas Cafe in Lake Worth. The fellows are welcomed. Parents, save the date for the youth. Shout out to the shut-ins. Dinner coming up Saturday, November the 17th from 6:30 p.m. Youth, parents, and all youth who will be attending, please sign up at the Welcome Center. Remember our veterans. Ladies Fellowship, Tuesday, November the 13th at 7 p.m. And the Peddler Show, November the 17th. Be here at 8:15, $7 tickets. Please see Miss Marsha for more details. Thanksgiving midweek service, Tuesday, November the 20th at 7 p.m. Office will be closed the 22nd and the 23rd. Home Builders class activity, Saturday, November the 10th. In the gym at 5 p.m., bring snacks and drinks. Hope Ministry, Friday at 7 p.m. meeting in pastor's class. If you don't know about the Hope Ministry, please get with Brother DJ. Drama meeting Wednesday at 6 p.m. in pastor's class. And we also will be having a puppets meeting Wednesday night at 6 p.m. We're not sure in what class yet, so just come and we'll figure that out. We have about five more Sundays. We're about five Sundays away from the Project Nativity, so it's getting really close. All right, let's pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. And Father God, we pray, Father, that you be with our pastor as he preaches, brings your word to us this evening, Lord. I pray that you be with Brother Tom as he does his presentation. Father, we pray for you to continue to use Metropolitan Baptist Church, Father God, for your glory, for your honor, to serve our community. And we thank you for all the opportunities that you put before us, Lord. We pray for the offering and pray that you bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
The ladies filling in for Miss Deborah being away today, all of those who helped out on the piano. This evening, Brother Tom today is going to come and give us an update. Of course, I think most everybody is aware that the involvement we had with the outreach during the Youth Olympics in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Of course, David and Kelsey Martin being there first are on the scene, and so thankful for their part on that end. Brother Tom was down there for I don't know how many days, 4 or 5 days, and Bruce was down there for, I guess, the duration of the outreach. But with all that went on, and thousands, I don't know, I'll let Brother Tom give us the numbers and all that, but I've been very curious to get an update to this point of responses and so forth to that effort. Of course, those responses will probably continue. We're expecting that to continue for some time, and what our part even in that is. And so I'm thankful Brother Tom's going to come and do this tonight. Please pray for him. He is really struggling with his back and his leg, his knee, I should say. And he's got a procedure on Thursday, a test on Thursday about that. So please be in prayer for him. You won't see him on Friday because he's supposed to stay flat on his back all day Friday. So please be in prayer for that. Brother Tom, come.
If you don't mind, I won't shake your hand. Thanks. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to bring you up to date tonight on some of these things. I gave all kind of an overview of it to the date that we had back at the, when was that, the last Sunday of the missions conference, but we have some more complete information right now. And I wanted to share that with you and let you know a little bit more about what's going on. I think John is going after it. John is going after it. Thanks. The tracts that were handed out, the Spanish tracts that were handed out, of course, these are chick tracts, And we had printed on the back of them a way of contacting us to find out, you know, more about the information given on the tracts here. Previous to this time that we've been involved in it anyway, and that's been since about 1995 or so, virtually every sporting event that's come along, a major sporting event we were involved in one way or another. But just about the time that we moved to Metropolitan, which was 2002, I think it was, just before that we were in Korea, and that was for the Asian Games in Busan, Korea. And it turned out that was a very, it was well prayed for. I'll tell you that about it. The outreach there, we had a lot of people there from the U.S., had a lot of involvement from the Koreans. And we learned a lot about it. And, of course, by the end, two or three of these outreaches had been done. But we always put cards that could be put in the mail into the tracts and then handed things out. People got the tract, they read it, looked at the card, filled it out if they were interested, and sent it in through the mail. And those were varying numbers of responses each and every time, from as little as 50 on up to maybe 500-600 we would get in the mail. So over a period of time, but we realized that there was a real problem with reaching out in that manner to people from countries that were Muslim countries especially. Because, number one, the people wouldn't take the material out of the country. They wouldn't take it back to their country with them. They wouldn't be found with something like this in their country because their little brother, sister, mom, dad, or something see it, and it would cause a big problem in the home. So they wouldn't even take stuff home with them. So there was no way to have a follow-up with those people. But we always had a problem. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. In case I need to follow on that. So we had been looking for a way to take care of this and have a system response for a long time. When I came back from Thailand this last time, sat down with Pastor and talked to him about it and told him what my goals were, what I'd like to do, because by now somebody else is doing the outreaches. Brother Austin Wartner heard me say in Korea 2002, he heard me say, I can't hardly wait till I get to heaven so I can meet the person that God called to do this. Because he didn't call me to do that, run those outreaches. I was doing it because no one else was doing it. And it seemed like it was a thing to do. But we kept on with that. And the Lord put Brother Austin into the work. And he's, in addition to pastoring a church now, he's run three or four of these campaigns. But it freed me up to be able to handle all of this business. Number one, getting the tracts from Chick, and also having them print that, figuring out what goes on them, talking to David in Argentina, working it back and forth, trying to figure out exactly what we should put on the back of this, and then developing the response system, which, as you know, is being done over the Internet, a large portion of it. So on the back of these tracts, we had a QR code. Those of you know what that is, a little funny-looking thing right there. Use your cell phone and snap a picture of it, and it just goes right to the Internet. We also had an Internet address, which, can you pull that up for us? Brother, let's see. This is a real simple page and what it looked like when you either use a QR code or type it in. And this in the very middle right there is talking about taking a 10-part lesson, and people click on that thing. Over on the left bottom is Read the Bible. Go ahead and click that. Let that come up there, actually able to read the entire Bible there. Go back, if you don't mind. And in the right-hand lower right-hand corner down there all the way at the bottom of the page is chat. It basically says chat now. And if there didn't happen to be somebody, a representative on there where they could chat in Spanish, then it was a way to type in an address, an email address, and ask a question. The other box right there says WhatsApp. And those who are familiar with that, it's an application on the phone. You click on it, and if you were on a phone and clicked on that, it would take you right to the WhatsApp number, and it would dial the number. And that number rang on David's phone. In addition to that, thanks, guy, you can turn that off. It's just a real simple page just to get people there. In addition to that was also a regular snail mail address. You could type all that in, put it all in on a card, and write it in. Then there's some phone numbers here. There's three phone numbers and an email address. So there's a lot of different ways for somebody to contact if they were interested and know more about the gospel after reading this tract. Okay? Now, that page that you just saw, that's not the way that we had thought we were going to do it. About 3 weeks before the outreach, we had a suggestion, and it was a very good suggestion. I appreciated it. From a fellow that does video. That's primarily his gift, I should say. He said, boy, you guys really need a video on that front page. So we got busy. Brother Bruce and Brother David got some input. We put in some input. And he did a real quick script. David did a real quick script of what a video should say. And it was reinforcing the message in these tracks. Okay? So it would give the gospel in another way, just picking up where these tracks left off and leaving it there. And then the video guy was going to pick it up and produce a video that would go on that page. So when you hit that page, you'd be able to watch a 1 minute, 1.5 minute long video, which then would solidify again the message and really help people to respond. But as it turned out, we got the audio portion of it done. And no video when it was all said and done. So we had to back out of that idea. But we were still working on this. When the tracts were being printed with all this information on them, we still didn't even have anybody yet to actually put courses on the site. It was really scrambling to get it done. So for 3+ years, we had had the basics. Brother Jeffrey had working together with him. We've gotten all the back end of the whole thing working. It's all working. The bicycle is ready to ride, but we didn't have anybody to put material on it in Spanish. And we got real interested in it about 2 months before the games. And so that's when the fire was lit under everybody getting it going. So we were working on it literally till the game started. And still at that point did not have time to even train David as to how to use this. So people were already responding and we weren't getting back to them very regularly. Let me tell you what happened, though. These tracks designed like that on the back, and they are chick tracks. They're real carefully selected chick tracks. These weren't just any chick tracks. They've got 70 or so titles, I guess, and some of them are cute little things, you know, and Sally and her cat and that kind of thing. But that's not the kind we chose. We chose ones with biblical message on them. And we've used them efficiently all over the world in the past. Chick's given us about 4.5 million of these tracts, and so we knew which ones to ask for. And so the one thing you can say about chick tracts, some people are very kind of opinionated. They don't like this tract. It wouldn't matter which tract we pulled. Somebody wouldn't like it. But one thing about chick tracts is you give them out and people will read them.
Amen.
Okay? And it just turned out this was the Youth Olympics. And in Argentina, they made a big deal about it and literally had school-age kids lined up. I mean, they would get off buses and there was 200 of them lined up there. And every one of them wanted a track. Some of them wanted 3 or 4, you know, because there was more than one title being handed out. And so a lot of school kids got these tracks. And, you know, the response is not going to be quite so heavy from school kids. And we didn't really know what to expect. But by the time I returned here, and there was, you know, it was all still pretty well coming in. I had Jeffrey pull the information off the site for me, and it looks like at that point, which was about a week and a half ago, there had been 263 people actually hit that site off of looking at these tracks. 263 times that thing was looked at and looked through it. Many people clicked around on the site, did numerous things. About something like 9 people typed their email address in, giving us that information. And of that, 2 of them took right off and started taking the courses. Now, David has been in touch with those 2. He's sent emails to the others that put their email address down but did not take the courses. In addition to that, this WhatsApp phone number that's on here, made a big deal about putting that on there just because we did not know which people would do more. Would they click on the internet first, or would they click on the WhatsApp or something of that nature? So we put that on there just to see what would happen. About 35 people chose to contact using WhatsApp. And if you were here back in back at the end of the missions conference, we talked about that. You heard Bruce, I think, spoke up and said David was kind of disappointed because there's a lot of people that got on WhatsApp and they mocked and they complained to him about giving out the message of the gospel, because what had happened is they ran into a demonstration where they were demonstrating for the rights to abort babies and have the government pay for it. So there was a big demonstration on. So a lot of those people got together, apparently, because they all did it at one time, and contacted David and said vile and nasty things. And some of them even sent, one of them, two of them even sent porn pictures to him along the way, connected like that. Amazing debauchery and everything else that goes along with it. But nine of those people were serious, or he originally thought they were serious, okay? So it's actually pretty interesting numbers. David was real upset about that. He said, it's a big waste of time having these people. So I said, wait a minute, David. You got their phone numbers. Give it a while and contact them again and see if maybe by then they're interested in hearing about the gospel, but mocking calls and text and all that kind of stuff. And Argentina is a very hard, hard country. People are hard-hearted and everything else along the way. And so that's kind of what's happened there. There was an additional 10 phone calls made to the pastor. There was two people being one-on-one discipleship training, one-on-one Bible studies, last I heard. And then David confirmed to me today that the two that had actually attended church because of that, they were some Pentecostals looking to get some free tracts. So I don't have a whole lot to tell you yet about, there's been this many people saved and all that kind of thing happening. But I can tell you this, that about 325 people or so made some kind of response to all this material that was handed out. And that's actually a pretty good number that would respond. There's been approximately 100,000 tracts handed out. We've had 250,000 handed out in 2 weeks and didn't have that big a number. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see people respond to this simple way back here. We've learned a lot about it, learned a lot that we'll put into a future event such as this. And by the way, no one has written a letter and sent it to that address from what I know right now. And so I just talked to David today. I think I got him up out of bed, and he was always speaking real quietly and afraid to wake up Lucas. I told him the other day, I don't negotiate with terrorists. So he's a good boy. He really is. But he didn't want to wake him up for sure. Turn, if you would, quickly. I'm not completely done with what I'm doing, but I want to put this in perspective, if you don't mind. Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul finds himself in Athens, and while he's there, he preached, and he spoke to them about the statue to the unknown God up in verse 22, 23, up in that area. But I want to start, if you don't mind, I want to start in verse 30, with your permission. He's again spoken to them. He's preached to the men there in the city. And in chapter 17, verse 30, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Have you ever repented? Then you've kept the commandment of the Lord. Amen. He's commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, And others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. I thought that's very interesting. Some people openly mocked him for the message that he gave. Other people said, we want to hear you again. You see, when we don't have an immediate response to the message of the gospel, it's not time to get disturbed and upset and feel like we're failures, because some are simply saying, I want to hear you again. And by the way, I personally, I love seeing people get saved, okay? Don't get me wrong. I've seen people respond immediately when they hear the gospel message. But I think I would rather hear somebody say, I want to hear you again. Let them go home and chew on it a while and come back and say, let me hear it again. And once they've heard it and heard it and heard it and thought about it, then when they get saved, well, they're the kind that stick, I think, along the way. So there's those two. Some mocked, and others said, we'll hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. And so some followed him along the way because they clave unto him. They stuck with him. Why? Because they believed. There's all three. There's those that mocked, some that said, we'll hear you again, and some that believed. Thank God for all three of them, amen? Really. And the ones that mocked, I don't guess there's much you can do with them other than, as I told David, you got their phone numbers. Okay? Try it again in another way. But I don't think that it's all that unusual that that's the kind of response that we have. Some people mocked. Some people said effectively, because they didn't make a decision right away, we'll hear thee again on this matter. And then some believed along the way. So 100,000 of those tracts are out there floating around. And the best I know from what the Scripture says and teaches us, that in Isaiah, so shall my word be that it goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. So all those tracts we have out there in the mission, or in the, what do you call that place? The gym, that's it. And now they're in the container, a good portion of them. Other than that, 100,000 of them are down in Argentina right now, and somewhere around 125,000, they estimate, were finally handed out. So we sit back and do an analysis on this right now. How do we make sense of the results? You know, again, some 320 people altogether responded in one way or another to the tracts being handed out. Just doing an analysis of it, let me say this. Number one, we don't know the results yet.
That's right.
It's not over.
That's right.
Thank God that as His Word goes forth, it'll accomplish what we set out to do with it. And it was suggested that we have a video on that page. And I 100% concurred with it. We put forth the effort, Brother Bruce and David and myself put forth the effort to make sure that we had at least the content of it done. And the voice was recorded on there, somebody speaking Spanish. And what, we just never had the video done. It just didn't get done in time. And now I'm afraid that it didn't get done in time. It's not going to be done at all. That's a shame, because it does have some great usefulness.
Yes.
But the last minute, we couldn't get it done. Maybe if we had that brief gospel presentation, those who came to the page would have gone on and made contact and followed up on it. We're learning how to handle this type of a following up with people, because previous to this time, all we've ever done is put a postcard in there and hope folks filled it out and sent it in. And in other languages, I said, and I'm not even talking to you tonight about the other languages besides Spanish, because right now Spanish is the easy one I can report to you on. But we're learning how to handle it, and we're going to make mistakes. And this is the first time to tie the internet ministry together with the outreach ministry in that way. And I'm sitting back on this end of it 15 years later and saying, thank God we finally got something that we can use for a follow-up, so that it works. And along the way, lots of things that we could have done differently along the way. But if the message of the gospel affect them, they still have the tracts and they can still follow up. And they can still, even in this late date, as they've gone home and sat down and chewed on it, someone can contact along the way and get the help that they need for follow-up. But past this outreach, I'm now thinking about other outreaches, like other ministries of this sort, hand out literature and campaigns in Thailand or in Argentina or wherever else that we want to do that. And as some missionary comes along and said, "Brother Tom, how'd y'all do that?" Then we can tell them, "Look, here's this system. Put this information on the back of the tracts. Let's train you as a tutor as far as how to deal with people, and we can see what happens. You should see if there's a good outreach there." But as we consider this now and pass this outreach, how do we go forward and what do we do? There's so much more needs to be done beyond this daily as we work on the internet and working on that. And I realize many of you have no idea what we're talking about. We talk about internet ministry. We've been working on it for about 3 years to get it all the way together. It's more or less 99.9% together, except for when we start working on a deal like this. Some famous general said, "No battle plan survives first contact with the enemy." Well, that's the way it was even with this. There's things had to be changed along the way. And even last week, we were making a major change in the way we were doing some things so that we go into there. But I remember going to the pastor and telling him, this is about 3.5 years ago, telling him what I planned to do about the internet ministry that God was leading. I think God was leading me in. And he said, "So what are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I think I've got enough money," which I found out I didn't. But I said, "I think I've got enough money to hire a internet consultant for one day." That's why I said I found out different, because it's quite expensive. And sit down and tell him what I want to do and him tell me what it was going to take. And my pastor said, "Let's look here first. Let's ask and see if there are volunteers here." Well, we had 2 or 3 hands go up along the way, some guys here that are involved in internet and involved in computer technology of different sorts. And 3 years later, it's up and going. It's up and running. Now to get people pushed to the internet, now to get people pushed to these different sites that we have. We have a site in Urdu. We've got one in Spanish now. We've got one in Thai and others that are up and operating full bore right now, have everything on them it takes to operate. So how do we go forward? I have to default to his wisdom one more time and turn back to the body. I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and I see what I see, God help me, I realize hair's going to have to be probably washed or brushed or something. And, something's going to have to be done with this. And teeth are going to have to be brushed. I don't go and go outside the body. I don't go get somebody in there to help me with that. I just usually do it myself. And then there are times when the hair gets out of, it gets too long. I can't do anything, so I go hire a barber. I never had anybody yet hired to brush my teeth for me, okay? But what I'm saying is the body pretty much takes care of itself. And it's just amazing what can happen when we turn and look within the body and say, "Look, what can we do here, guys? What is possible?" And I'm convinced, as we look at this, this is what we're doing. We're looking outside of the body when it came to the video and the design of these pages. We were short of time and everything else and getting all this ready. But I want to look within the body for a few minutes with you, if you don't mind. Just listen to what I'm going to say. I'm praying that God would raise up within our congregation some who would give themselves to learn things like internet design, coding of all these things on the internet that need to be done. Some that could put content on the internet. You say, "Brother Tom, what are you talking about? That sounds..." Well, we'll show you if it's something you're really interested in doing. Graphics. How many young people are there sitting in this auditorium tonight, sit there with a notepad and you scratch out all kinds of drawings and you really love to draw? If someone were to teach you how to do it, you could probably produce some beautiful graphics. Now, I have no capabilities at all. I look at a blank piece of paper. I know something's got to be done to it. I look at that blank piece of paper. It's still blank next week. Why is that? Because I'm not an artist. And you know, I have programs that are on my computers that cost several thousand dollars that are programs to help an artist to do good jobs. Do you know what the problem is? I got the programs, but I don't have the artistic abilities. And I've seen young people from this auditorium. I've seen young people that we have worked with and taught them the mechanics of using those programs. And if I could call names tonight, I'm not going to. But their creativity took over and they've skyrocketed. Why? We taught them how to be artists? No. We taught them how to use the programs. And they were able to apply their abilities to it. And just so happens some of those folks are gone now. It's time to start over again with a new flock. Amen. But a new direction too in using and basically the internet sort of thing. So not only design, internet design, the graphics, but also video. I've talked to someone even today about coming in and helping me to teach a few of you how to do video. I know some of you gone to classes before, thought about it, talked about it, and I'd like to do video work. Well, we'll show you how. Say, why don't you do it, Brother Tom? I know how to run all the programs. I'm just not an artist. It doesn't matter what I do, I'm not an artist. But this that we had trouble with, getting a video produced and getting away. Did you see that page that was up there a few minutes ago? Looked halfway decent. There's a Bible in the background, a blue page and buttons here. $200 we paid to have that page designed. But if you would have seen it before then, you'd understand. I'd have paid any amount of money I had in my power to make it look that good. But so much more could have been done with somebody right here in the body. And, young man or young lady or more that would like to, you have an artistic talent of any kind, or you may want to just try to work on some of this stuff for it with us and find out where God has you plugged in or where he wants you plugged in. You may not know yet, but you know you want to be part of it. If anything, the desire that you have to be able to be involved in any part of this can be nurtured and built upon, we stand ready to do that. Please see me or see Pastor about it. And let's see if we can get some folks right here in our body raised up to be able to handle these kind of things on the internet and with video along the way and so much more. Amen. So much more can be done and has been done. And I could name the names of some people that have moved on from here for one reason or another, like getting married and other things like that, that started off just saying, how can I help? Amen. Pastor, you come.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom. I was down there. Oh, okay. Amen. Let me hook this up a little bit. Thank you so much, Brother Tom. Appreciate Brother Tom. I remember when I first came to Tech 16 years ago, met Brother Tom. He stopped by the office of the church where I was pastoring at the time and never met Brother Tom for, I think it was just before or just after the 2002 games in Seoul, Korea. As it happened at the time, one of my secretary, and another man from the church, he happened to be a man secretary, who is now a missionary that we support out of our church, Brother Bruce Moore. And those two men went to Seoul along with Brother Tom, and I don't know how many were in that team. But that was my first, I was a country preacher from the backside of the hill in Pennsylvania. And the first time I'd ever been, even thought about anything like that. And so it's a real blessing. Brother Tom and fellows like Milton Martin, and they were guys that took my vision and broadened it. Appreciated that from them. Of course, now I'm Brother Tom's pastor all these years later. And well, Brother Milton's pastor for a while, too. But I'm so grateful. Are the Pan American Games, or is that 2019, 2020?
2020.
Pan American Games are going to be in Peru, South America, in 2020. And the preparations are already in the works for that time. And lessons learned last month in Argentina will be applied to hopefully improve, obviously, how things were done to see those improvements put in place for the Pan American Games. And so we're praying about that. They always need folks to go and be part of that, be part of that outreach, the outreach team. And many of you saw the pictures that were shared as the team was there in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, handing out that literature. And I'd look at those pictures and then grudgingly feel, I wish I was there. You know, I wish I was there. But that's another story in that. But please be in prayer about that. Pray for Brother Tom. Pray that as things continue in this outreach, internet outreach, it's been a blessing to watch it. It's also been painful sometimes in the ups and downs, the strides forward and then finding out you're back a little ways, but always with the goal and the desire to reach. What is our direction from Brother Thomas in the book of Acts a little bit ago? In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we read there that we're to be part of this thing, are we not? The last words from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ before he ascends back to glory was to reaffirm that commission that he gave to his disciples. And we're familiar with those words where he declares that he's going to give us the power to accomplish this work, that he's going to be the energy behind it. Where he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And again, he's saying that in Acts chapter 1. And what happened in Acts chapter 2? He gave that power. That power was given to God's people. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. His commission is that we would be his representatives, sharing him. And of course, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good news of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And where is that ministry to go? To the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're responsible starting right here in our hometown, our Jerusalem. But it extends to the very uttermost parts of the earth. And so indeed, As we so often try to emphasize here at Metropolitan Baptist Church, we're responsible to do everything we can do to reach our hometown, to reach Lake Worth and in Fort Worth. But we're also responsible to do everything we can to reach what? Those uttermost parts of the earth. And so it's a two-pronged thing indeed, where we are giving ourselves to that. In that effort, I spent last night, I guess it was, didn't realize how late it was. The phone rang and looked at the clock, and I couldn't remember if Marsh had already turned the clock back or what time it was, but it was Brother Bruce Martin on the other end of the line, and he had just gotten to the house. He'd been in Mexico all week. He arrived there in Mexico the first of last week. And he was supposed to have somebody with him to share the preaching. Well, it worked out that the other preacher couldn't go. So he was 5 days in Mexico. He preached 13 times in 5 different churches during those 5 days. And there were 14 people saved. And so we rejoice in what the Lord was pleased to do through Brother Bruce and the others there that were involved with that. He also shared with me last night, some of us that were there in Mexico a couple years ago during his father, Brother Milton Martin's 50th anniversary of ministry in southern Mexico. We had the opportunity to drive up into the mountains where the first radio station is, reaching a good portion at the time. But of course, in southern Mexico, in the state of Chiapas, it's all mountains. It's either jungle or mountaintops. And so we were up at one of those mountains, but there's the problem with radio signals. They don't get down. But if it's shooting across, it gets obviously to a certain range, but it only can go so far because of those mountains. Well, since we were there, they have installed two repeaters for the signal. And Bruce shared with me that almost the entire time in all places they traveled last week, they were able to listen to the radio station that those churches that we're involved with have been blessed of God to establish. That's tremendous. We're very thankful for that. Obviously, the gospel now is covering much of the state of Chiapas. Praise the Lord for that. But that wasn't all. He says, oh, by the way, preacher, now the station is on the Internet. It's live streamed on the Internet. And he says they're beginning to receive responses from all over the Spanish-speaking world as people are tuning in and hearing that little old. I mean, folks, if I think Brother Tom was there, the Evanses were there. I'm trying to think who else was there on that trip. I mean, it's a little old radio station. The building's not as big as this platform. Antenna sits on the roof. I mean, it goes up from the roof. And yet, through that signal and the Internet, it is reaching or is available to the Spanish-speaking world. Isn't that wonderful? They are receiving those responses. And Bruce said, not only that, preacher. He says they're actually receiving offerings from all over the place, including the United States. And I says, well, great, they can help pay for this thing down there. And again, the folks there, they don't look to Americans to pay the way for them. They've been taught better than that. And they're doing everything they can to take care of this, but it's tremendous. Now, all that's great, but there's an issue. And what is it, November, maybe it's the first of the year, first of December, the new president of Mexico will be inaugurated there in Mexico. Maybe you don't know anything about him, but he's a communist. And there's a great concern amongst the Christians there, and especially with this radio station, that he may try to shut that down. I won't go into how they're operating right now, but because they're Indians, most of the churches that Brother Milton worked with, most of the preachers he worked with were Indians. Many of them don't speak Spanish. That shocked me the first time I was in Mexico. I was with folks in Mexico that didn't speak Spanish. And so the dialect there, the Indian dialect, there's the combination of it and the Spanish. So it's interesting. But because they're Indian, the government just pretty much lets them do what they want to do. Kind of, you know, we can kind of understand that. And so, but there is that fear that this new president is going to want to shut that down, being a communist. So that's a matter of prayer as well. I told Tom this morning, I says, you take all the time you want. And as he's sitting there, I was getting excited. So as you can tell, I really did have a message here. But I don't even want to start that because, you don't want to be here till 9 o'clock, I don't think. But it's a blessing to hear these things. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I hear these reports. And what's gone on there in Argentina is only just beginning. One of the biggest impacts that outreach had was in the little old church that David and Kelsey have been attending there. What was it, about 2 years ago, year and a half ago, Pastor Gabriel Verde stood here in this pulpit with David translating for him, and he preached here at Metropolitan. Well, Pastor Verde is the pastor of that church. He and Brother David have fallen in love. They're just like, they're like joined at the hip. And Brother Verde loves David, loves Kelsey, and surely loves little Lucas. It's like one of his grandkids. And so that's a blessing that God's put that thing together. But in the course of this outreach, a church that had never seen anything like this take place, had never seen any kind of, never understood that they could be part of something like this, was impacted in a big way. And so they saw this. Wow. Guess what? They realize they can do that. Huh? And so they who knows what God will do through that church there. And as they get a burden for such things, that some of the other churches, excuse me, there in the Buenos Aires area would as well take up that cause. Amen. Amen. I'm excited to say the least, and pray, folks. We don't know what God might continue to do. David and Kelsey are there, of course, and our prayers for them. What a blessing. You know, it's amazing that little old Metropolitan Baptist Church can have a part in so many things going on in so many places in the world. We're not certainly a far cry from a mega church, but we have the six missionaries that are sent and sponsored by this church. Brother Hudson was preaching this morning in another church here in Fort Worth. He's preaching all over Texas and in that foreign country. Oh no, Oklahoma. And we're so grateful for that, the outreach that the Lord's given Brother Hudson, of course, the Martins in Argentina, the Fafawinas in Western Samoa, and what God's doing there is tremendous through the radio station and their outreach as well through their church. The work that's gone on in Thailand, Brother Bruce, as he travels the Spanish-speaking world, and of course, so many times Miss Provey is along there at his side. And then not to mention the Spanish church that's just less than a mile from here, and the outreach we have there, and the shepherds in northern Idaho. It's exciting when I talk to Brother Harry. It's almost like you can just feel the excitement coming through the telephone is what the Lord's letting them do there in that part of Idaho. And it's all ministry of Metropolitan Baptist Church. What a blessing it is, beloved. And I want to encourage you in that. We just came out of missions conference a couple weeks ago. It doesn't seem like it was just yesterday, let alone a couple years ago. But please pray. What the outreach of this church would not, we wouldn't be satisfied with today's manna. But that we would every day want that fresh manna from the Lord. That fresh, invigorating supply from Him to do His work. It's exciting. Amen. Well, I guess I wasn't going to preach, but I preached. Let's stand together, beloved. Father, we bow before You tonight, and we thank You for Jesus. Indeed, it's because of Him that we're here tonight. Because of what He did to supply our salvation, to provide that sacrifice for our sins. We're grateful this evening for the part that we can be involved in, Lord, whether it be to the uttermost parts of the earth or right here in Fort Worth, whether it be knocking doors or there at the making that presence known there at the abortion mill or Lord, the New Hope Addictions ministries, or these others ministries and missionaries that are part of our church. Lord, You have blessed us in amazing and tremendous ways. And that the opportunities and the avenues of ministry are here for Your children, for Your people. Please, Lord, as Brother Tom has made the call for workers. Pray that even this evening you might be laying on the hearts of some that might even speak to him before we leave this building tonight concerning their desire, their willingness to enter in and be part of this work. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are doing and what you're going to do. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's been good. Lord bless you.